Hi, I'm with Clive Pidell, who has just spoken to the Save Our NHS rally, but many people will know Clive because of all of his running he's been doing. Now, Clive, you're a cancer specialist from the James Cook Hospital in Middlesbrough, but you've also been running 160 miles over a period of 6 days earlier this year to highlight your concerns about the NHS bill. Tell us a bit about that and what on earth made you think of doing such a wonderful initiative.
Yeah, it really came about when I was down in Cardiff last year for the BMA annual representative meeting, where we actually passed a motion to withdraw the bill. And at the time, every morning when I was going to the conference, I walked past Bevan's statue, and it just brought it to mind that I could make a political statement by showing that we were fighting for Bevan by running from Bevan, sending a message to the Department of Health in London by doing this marathon effort. So it was really a political statement. And when I looked at the map, I saw that we could run through Witney, which was David Cameron's constituency. So I got a colleague who's a good marathon runner to come along with me, because I'd never run a marathon before, and took some advice, and it went from there.
And you've not finished, because I understand you're going to be running from Middlesbrough up to Tyneside to the Lib Dem Spring Conference this weekend. Obviously, this is an important conference, because there's not long left before the bill will become law, and Lib Dems are hopefully going to debate this. Tell us a little bit about what you think Lib Dems should be doing and looking for this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm really keen to get up there and again make another statement by doing the run. The Liberal Democrats are definitely split. There's clearly the Orange Book wing of the Liberal Democrats that really believe in privatising large sections of the NHS. The Orange Book did advocate a social insurance system. So there's clearly that wing of the party. But the majority of the party, they don't want this. But the problem is the Orange Book are in control with Nick Clegg and others. So I'm going up there to support Liberal Democrats like Charles West, who's the GP who's put the emergency motion forward, and also supporting Evan Harris and others, to try and get the delegates to vote for the emergency motion to at least be put to debate, and then hopefully won, so that hopefully Liberal Democrat MPs will come under huge pressure to try and stop this bill and get it blocked or withdrawn.
Now, you're also calling this run the Beverage Bevan Run, and obviously you're highlighting the Liberal Democrat role as forerunners for the creation of the NHS. What do you think the implications are for the Liberal Democrats if this bill does become law, and what do you think us as voters should be doing about it?
I think it's really sad to see the social liberal side of the Liberal Democrats get hijacked by the right of the party. And that's why I've used the term beverage, because there's the beverage group who represent that part of the party. And they're under huge threat. The whole party's under threat. If this bill goes through, it's hugely unpopular. With the austerity measures, with the reorganisation chaos, the NHS is going to fail. And that is electoral suicide, because as we all know, all politicians say the NHS is like a religion. And when the public see the NHS fail, and when they see all of this campaigning that's gone on, which has been written in the history books now, it's going to be very bad for the Liberal Democrats. They're much better off coming out now, trying to withdraw the bill. They get respect back from the public, and hopefully their electoral fortunes will be much improved.
Thank you very much, Clive. We look forward to seeing you at the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.